Weather on AM 930. Overnight, rainy and windy. Low near 45. Scattered showers Friday with a high near 53.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Seventeen minutes away from 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. You and I are going to be here for a little while, my friend.
We will indeed.
We bring you Bullseye on the Afternoon from now until 5. And then at 5, Tim Alcorn takes over on the Cobos Insurance Center Countdown at the Q, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. But Matt Douglas and I are going to assist in the hosting duties with Tim Alcorn. So you get all three of us from 5 to 6:30. And that'll lead you right into Cavaliers basketball. Cavs hosting the Denver Nuggets down at Quicken Loans Arena tonight. Well, it feels like basketball season. If you look outside, pouring down rain, it's cold, it's wet. And usually that's our cue to stay indoors and enjoy some basketball. Well, no better way locally to enjoy some basketball at the college level than diving into some action. And that's what we're going to do right now as Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference joins us right now on the hotline. And before I pot you up here, my friend, I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Because the last time we brought you on, we played nothing but a good time, a great feel-good song for all the obvious reasons, and then you wore it in the Mid-American Conference office because you didn't have the correct artist. So I'm going to give you a chance to tell us the artist of the song that played as we brought you in from that last commercial break. Do you have any idea who that was?
Well, that was Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, see? Nice work. Yeah. See, you've redeemed yourself. Now you've got bragging rights in the office again. Well done, my friend.
The last time I was, I went in a little too cocky. I thought I for sure knew it, and I got it wrong. So I had to, you're right. I had to wear it here in the office. They were listening to it, and it was about a week-long thing because we always have a game here in the office about, like, you know, who's this and, name that tune stuff, and I usually come out on top. So I definitely heard about that one for a while. So thanks for letting me redeem myself.
Hey, anytime, my friend, anytime. Well, you guys have a lot of basketball games that are going to be readily available all throughout the season. Tell us about the largest national basketball TV schedule in MAC history. That's very exciting stuff for you guys.
Yeah, it is. We have 50, a little over 50, to be honest, men's and women's basketball contests that will be aired nationally on linear platforms. And then, you know, part of our deal with ESPN3, ESPN+, which is, for those who don't know, ESPN+ is the direct-to-consumer subscription streaming service that ESPN offers, which I personally love. You can get anything on there, and you know it just works just like Netflix will. And for $5 a month for a sports fan, it's huge. So a lot of our games will be on there as well. And then what we've been doing over the past few years is our 12 schools participate in our content production program. So that's where a lot of our ESPN3, ESPN+ games will come from in basketball season, because our schools have to do a minimum of 35 events on campus. They can pick which events those are, but typically it's indoor events, so you get your volleyball and then you get your basketball. So, a lot of MAC basketball is going to be available on ESPN platforms, CBS Sports Network, and it's, again, another great step in the right direction for this conference to get the word out about MAC hoops.
Well, and when we're at the tail end of the football season here, getting ready to dive into basketball season, a lot of interesting things happening. You know, not too long ago, you guys had released the preseason polls. We're going to get into those here in just a few moments. That's typically something that when you and I went to school was done at the Mac Media Day. Now, Mac Media Days for basketball have kind of gone by the wayside. You guys actually do something a little bit different now. You guys do what are called tours. Tell us what these tours are all about.
Sure, yeah. I've done it a couple years back. I started doing it, and last year, again, with the content piece, what I was talking about with our schools have all the right equipment when it comes to taping, that we kind of stepped away and let our schools do the taping of interviews and whatnot as we previewed the league. But we dove back into being able to go to each campus prior to basketball season, sitting down with head coaches, sitting down with student athletes. And, you know, the way of the world these days is content and picking up content for throughout the year and to preview. So a pretty aggressive schedule we had for a month long where we went to every MAC campus, sat down, again, with their men's, women's basketball head coaches, two to three student athletes from each school, and just sat down and talked about basketball, talked about the upcoming season, talked about some other stuff that, the basketball tournament at the Q, just all stuff that we can have, in the can, so to speak, for the rest of the year. And, you know, when you're on these tours, you're able to check out practice. You're able to get a good feel for what's going on at every school. So I really enjoy getting out there and you know, you get to spend that one-on-one time with the coaches rather than a media day where it's so hectic, especially for conference people. You don't get to spend hardly any time talking with those coaches or hearing what they're up to. So to have a little more of a informal approach and get to practice and talk to the guys after they're done play or, you know, practicing and talk to coach and just sitting down, we were able to get some really good footage and been using it to preview our teams leading up to the season.
See, I like that approach because therein lies the idea that instead of kind of orchestrating the circus, which is what media days sometimes can be, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, sometimes they can be a little crazy because everybody's in one place at once and you're trying to expose these programs. You've got more of the microscope effect here, too, where you get a chance to go to campus and spend a lot more time on the nuts and bolts of every single one of these schools and every single one of these teams. So I certainly do love that idea because it gives fans a better, more in-depth look at what these programs are all about. And boy, now we're getting really deep into the preseason polls here. You guys released yours a little bit earlier. On the men's side of things, who are some of the names that we should be watching for this season?
In terms of teams, for the first time since I've been here, and I don't know, we'd have to look back, but I don't ever remember a team being a unanimous pick to win a division. But Buffalo did that for our East Division. We have 35 member panel. They got 35 first place votes to win the East Division. And then on the West side, a little more spread out, but Eastern Michigan was picked to win our West Division. And, you know, Buffalo coming off a season where they won the MAC title. They beat Arizona in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Obviously, they welcome back a bunch of guys from last year's team, have their coach still. So clearly, you know, they are picked to be that favorite in our conference this year. And on the player side, I mean, I can go on and on. The biggest note, I think, what I believe is really cool about our league this year is so at the end of the year, we have a 20-person All-MAC team. So we have a first, second, and third team, an honorable mention, totaling 20 guys. Of those 20 players, 17 of them are back in our conference this year, which is huge. A lot of depth, a lot of guys who have been through it, and a lot of very good players who have been through it. So I think, you know, the sky's the limit for us this year. We finished as a top 10 conference in the RPI. We were number 10 last year. And, you know, I feel like we can be that or better. I mean, we definitely have some talent around the league this season.
Let's take a look at the women's side of things now, too. If we're taking a look at an individual perspective, who are some of the individuals we should be looking out for on the women's side?
Yeah, individuals. Well, our top scorer in the conference, Courtney Woods, she returns for Northern Illinois as senior guard. Sierra Dillard, who was on Buffalo's team, is now a senior. She had an outstanding NCAA tournament, and she's back for Buffalo. And then I would also say there's Presley Hudson and Raina Frost, who are on Central Michigan's team. And again, those two are now seniors, and they were part of a Sweet 16 team. Again, for those who don't remember or don't know, that last year Buffalo and Central Michigan both advanced to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA's tournament, which is huge. So, you know, there's our leading scorer and various players who were on Sweet 16 teams last season that are back in conference again. So, you know, again, those two teams, Buffalo and Central Michigan, were picked to win their divisions once again. And, you know, we finished eighth in the country in RPI on the women's side. So, you know, again, hopefully we can do that, or you never know if it can be a little better.
Boy, it's always exciting because, you know, right now teams are gearing up, they're practicing, they're getting ready to rock and roll for the start of the season. A lot of non-conference contests coming up over the next couple of months. And then what, conference competition begins at the beginning of January, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. First week of January, we get into conference play, and then, you know, you never know what's going to happen in our conference. And that's when the fun really begins.
Jeremy, you mentioned earlier that you guys were in men's basketball. You guys were in the top 10 there in RPI as a conference.
Yep.
And you mentioned Buffalo's probably one of the strong teams this year, but I'd have to assume that means there's some teams that could possibly catch up with them. Who are some of those teams that might have a chance of knocking Buffalo out?
Yeah, again, Eastern Michigan welcomes back three big-name guys. Paul Jackson, Elijah Minnie, and James Thompson. James and Elijah were both preseason All-MAC selections, and they were picked to win the West. They won 20 games, over 20 games last season, and they have a, you know, a great deal of experience back. Ball State's going to be good, another team with first-place votes in our poll this preseason. And Miami's definitely, I would say, a team to watch. Miami of Ohio, they've been getting better. Jack Owens, who took over the squad last season, he was an assistant at Purdue, and he's building something there, and they have some really good players. So, you know, those are our top two picks, Buffalo, Miami, Eastern Michigan, Ball State in either division. But, and I know I say this, I feel like I say this every time I talk to you guys, we're from top to bottom, anyone, that's what's so great about the MAC, anyone can beat anyone on any given day, and you can get some team coming out of nowhere that can be in the mix. And I look at our standings and I look at our two divisions, and we are going to have a lot of good basketball in this conference this year, just with the amount of guys coming back. And it should be really fun, and hopefully they all get some non-conference wins and shock the world on some people, and we, you know, build up that recognition and that name. And you never know, maybe this is the year we get two back in the tournament.
Well, before we cut you loose, my friend, I've got to ask you about our Bowling Green Falcons. They've fallen on some tough times in recent years. What's the scoop on the Falcons for this season?
On the men's side, you know, Michael Huger, I believe, is definitely getting things, you know, back in the right direction for BG. They were picked to finish last in the East, but I think, you know, it's anyone's guess. They have a preseason All-MAC guy in DiMaggio Wiggins. They have some really good guards. They have guys back as well. And you know, they're a good team. They're coached well, and they're going the right direction. So I'm not sure. I'm excited to see how it all plays out. And on the women's side, they have a new coach, Robin Fralick, who came from Ashland. And I think don't quote me on this, but I believe during her career at Ashland, she lost a total of 4 games in 10 seasons, which sounds crazy, but I believe it's true. So they have a brand new coach, and you know, she knows how to win clearly. And, you know, it should be exciting for them to start building something back up as well on the women's side at BG.
Absolutely. Sounds like it's going to be a very entertaining season, my friend. Jeremy, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm glad you've got bragging rights now since you won this edition of Name That Tune. And the next time we have you on, well, hopefully you'll be able to win those bragging rights again so you don't have to wear it in the office for a week after the interview.
No, I'll be good. I'm going to take my time from here on out. I'll you can throw anything at me.
All right.
That's a challenge.
We're going to hold you to that.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
again. Jeremy Guy with the Mid-American Conference joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to get to a break as we are approaching the top of the hour. Your Money Now in just a moment, then Matt Douglas with the local news, and then we'll talk Browns with Scott Petrak with the Chronicle Telegram right after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
University Hospitals is pleased to announce our newest health center location, now open in North Ridgeville, providing adult and pediatric primary and specialty care to Lorain County, Western Cuyahoga County, and the surrounding communities. And with expert 24-hour emergency care, laboratory and imaging all in one place,